Hello, this is Tommen. Called Sir Tommen, Lord Tommen, Prince Tommen. Well, most of you already know, and if you don't know already, the thing I'm most proud of, the thing that gives my life the most meaning, that I, you know, when I wake up in the morning and fear creeps in, because I, you know, I might be scared of some such thing of what's coming in fantasy worlds or whatever. I know I have a best friend. I know that best friend's name is Sir Pounce, and I know also that I am his best friend, the greatest cat and boy friendship or friendship between a non-boy and a non-cat. You know, in friendship, in the spelling of friendship in any language, they say, describe to me friendship. You might be in a foreign land, they say, it means describe to me friendship. You would say, have you heard of Sir Pounce and Tommen? And they would say, ah, I understand, because we have the greatest friendship has ever known. Well, I guess we define friendship. How do we define it? Now, that's a good question we will talk about this week, is by helping each other, by advising each other. I also have a friend, he's the Podman. He is the one who puts these eels on my ears and takes me for rides in his Boltonator or some such thing. He creeps into my bedroom and says, shh, don't tell George ever what we're doing, Tom, in one more week till you have to be back, and then it'll be more complicated. You know, the man who comes in my room, puts eels on my ears, the pod man. We're friends, but not best friends. But anyway, it is about helping each other. I attempted to help the pod man when he was helping his mother. And, you know, that was a bit more adventurous than could ever be known. I don't want to talk any more about what it would transpire there. Or answer any questions about my virtue or if I am a maid or whatever. Because I want to talk about friendship and how friendship works. And also the poetry of friendship is the... Podman, write that down. The poetry of friendship, that is what your grace is speaking about this evening. Podman is... are you snarling, Podman? Is that what you're doing? He's snarling at me. Anyway, I return to this world... The world you all live in the world also Kelpalina lives in, believe it or not, Sir Podman, I don't know if any of the people in Florida or the Podman believe it. What I know, and Sir Pounce knows, that Kelpalina is somewhere in this world. And Podman said, one more week to prove it, Tom. And I said, well, how? I said, Podman, come, are we really friends? I need some help. You know, I've dated, I've stroked the pussycats, and then I giggled for, oh boy, I giggled because I know what that means now. And I, oof, yes, maybe I still have my virtue, Mother. Maybe I don't. You'll never know. I'll never tell, Mother. Your boy may be a man or a boy, or may be confused about those words, Mother. But you won't shame me, because I already feel ashamed. So you could only increase my shame, Mother. You couldn't cause it directly. Anyway, it's about man, the dating, the talking... I need to know how to win Kelpalina to make her love me. He said, oh, Tommen, you know, you just have to be yourself. I said, that's a bad man. Give me something concrete here. I'm a boy who's been shuffled off and told. And he said, Tommen, what about some poetry? I said, ooh, what is this poetry? Is that a tree? Those the brutes in the north believe in poetry. That's what they praise. That is the god, the poetry, right? And he said, no, Tom, it's like a song without music, a lyrical song. And I said, tell me a poetry. And he said, tell me more, Podman. He said, well, there's a lot of poetry. where you say how much you express your love. And we went on and he talked about it. And he said, oh, I remember Joff used to say he would make, because he started rhyming. I said, oh, rhyme, like, what did he call me? Blubber boy, blubber, blubber, blubber. Go and cry straight to your mother. Little blubber, blubber. Oh, blubber blue. Tommen's my brother. He's sitting in his own poo. He would make up the rhymes like that. Much, much. He was actually probably better at it than that, because it made me hurt more inside than that. But the Batman said, oh, no, well, that's evil, you use poetry. He said you could use it for Kelpalina, like you could say, and he read me some poems. That was, I said, I don't know, Batman. Rap, rap, rapping. And now I fear crows and ravens. Rap, rap, rapping. And then he said something about rule, rule the night and strong morn comes to dawn or some such thing. And I fell asleep. Now I have learned with the Batman to sleep with your eyes open, and that way he does not bug you. And he said, what do you think, Tom? And I said, oh, is this a good skill? So Pounce taught it to me. He said, right, open, weep. So I was sleeping, and I said, oh, thank you, Batman, for the poetry. And he said, well, I'll leave you to be alone, Tom, and to work on your poems. And I said, oh, thank you, Batman. And I said, oh, thank you, Batman. And then, where was I? So I was alone with Sir Pounce. And I said, Sir Pounce, let me, I think I understand this. Oh, I said, Kelpalina, your skin's so blue. Tommen wants to be with you. Kelpie hair that smells like dirt. Will you make my belly stop its hurt? Your sea bubbles bubble so nice. Tommen would like to kiss you twice. Oh, Kelpalina, with your webbed toes. You have the heart Tommen wants to nose. Nose on your face, nose on mine. Can we take our hands and make them entwine? Kelpalina, 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 oh. Tommen, he, did I already say I love you so? In the sea you do live. Tommen's heart to you I give, for I am Tommen, giving my heart to Kelpalina. Now, people say I'm not so smart, but would you love me if I am, as the Batman says, just me? Kelpalina, and then the Batman says, too Susian, Tommen. And I said, what is a Susian? A Susian, is that a sea race of people? A sea, what do I have to face? A seaman? How many seamen do I have to take on? How much seamen? And then the Batman, he was laughing. I said, oh, you like that? Kelpalina, shoot seamen at me. Tommen is brave, you will see. Seamen, seamen, come at me, Tommen. And then the Batman said, Tommen, stop, 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 please, please. And I said, oh, okay. He said, you want to make Kelpalina laugh, but not be creeped out. I said, thank you, Batman. And so I went on many more rhymes, and I said, okay, I think this is pretty good stuff, huh? And I said, well, let me see. Kelpie hair. Kelpie dress. Living in kelp would be a mess. Kelpalina, can you come to land? Land is poor. Oh, no, I'm not allowed to talk about that. Kelpie hair, kelpie dress. Living in kelp would be a mess. Kelpalina, would you fight my mother? For I cannot choose you or her or another. No, no. I felt like much like a bard. I remember that man, Sunsphere man. He was, and I said, oh, I wish I had a beard. I wish my face was not like a baby's bottom. But alas, I said, well, okay, let me see. Kelpalina, webbed. I like the webbed toes. And I, Sir Pounce was lying there, and I said, Sir Pounce, what do you think? Are you sleeping with your eyes open? Sir Pounce, Sir Pounce. So Pounce, oh, look, it's Tamara and Tamika, the cats. They're here again for you. And then So Pounce jumped up and looked around. What about Tina? And I said, oh, none of them are here, So Pounce. And he said, oh. And I said, do you miss Florida? And So Pounce said, yes. I said, So Pounce, what do you think of my poetry? And he said, and we had, he said, listen, buddy, I, you know, I'm your cat. I'm your friend, and you need, but you're just a young boy. And he said, maybe you need a little more experience before you're ready for poetry. He said, funny, maybe many people that, you know, that suffer from all the, you know, mental trauma of you. Maybe this was Podman's, I don't know, but I said, you should already be a good poet. But you don't have a, and then Sir Pounce said, let me help you. And he says, so Sir Pounce said, I will help you write the poetry. And I said, okay, Sir Pounce. And so I like, this is the first test of me and Sir Pounce's poem for the Podman and you. Aquamarine, the waves, they quake under sea. My love awakes, or does it drown? Drown in sorrow. Will I see her today or morrow? Many days at sea it's been, longing for a sea cave in. Okay, no, that doesn't work. Sponsor, that doesn't work. Okay, so, okay, what's that? Okay. Pardon me, waves quake, my heart adrift. Is that what you think about that, Sir Bounce? Okay. Waves quake, my heart adrift. Under sea. Under sea, what do you think? No? Okay, it's a work in progress, Sir Bounce said. It's, okay, how about this, Sir Bounce? What if one of the cat, the tea cats, the girls with the tea names, was Tina, Tamara, Tamika, Tanya, and one other, right? Why don't you write them a poem? Okay, we're going to work. If we pretend it's Kelpalina's All the Cats. Blue. Is the sea as blue as I feel your flesh? I imagine against mine, Kelpalina. For as long I sit on this beach and stare out to the sea and wonder where you lie. Were you real? Of course, Kelpalina. Oh, just keep going. Okay. Were you real? Or an illusion that my heart did feel? Purest passion. Drenched in sea, salt on my lips, salt inside me. I waited to press against your chest, to pull you close. Kelpalina, yes. No, that does not work. Okay. But you're okay, keep going. To pull you close. Sorry, it's hard to, when a cat is talking to you, it's very hard to poeticize. Kelpalina, I'm filled with woe, sand in my mouth, the wind is below, grit in my eyes, grit in my nose, for I'm alone, alone, why would I be alone? Oh, I don't like this poetry, I gotta stop. Anyway, I guess I'm not cut out for the poets, me or Sir Pounce. Sir Pounce just wants to, actually, Sir Pounce said many dirty things in his other poems, a bit like Joff. So I think him in the pod, I don't know. So I guess that's it. I will figure out how to win over Kelpalina without poetry, I suppose. If I do take off her clothes, would they be kelp that would rip? Would a Kelpalina's naked body drip if she was on the land with me? What would I do if a naked Kelpelina I did see? Kelpelina, Kelpelina, hey. Tommen wants to take you away from the sea back to my home. Kelpelina, I'm all alone. Prince Tommen has nothing to say. If I was a king on this very day, I would pass a law to drain the sea. But then Kelpelina would no longer be, for I know I cannot breathe all the time with bubbles, or understand, and that gives me tummy troubles. Oh, Kelpelina, oh. I to the bathroom I must go. Excuse me, okay. Well, anyway, that's Domin. I will be back soon. Thank you for listening to this appeal for the love of Kelpelina. Crone, time for my prayers. Crone, sweet, sweet Crone, Miller Smith, Barky, Jester, it's me praying in humble servitude. I'm back in the state of California. Last time I talked to you guys, I was in Florida. And, or maybe I did yell at you from was that in California about the website crash? I don't know if it was technically a crash. It was more of a conflict between a plugin and I don't know. I still haven't figured it out, Crone. Maybe I should tell you guys about the internet. Barky, remember I tried to get you those computers and all that stuff? And I don't know if it rained or you just been using it or what, but anyway, gods, so the internet is a lot of jokes, easy joke, usually Crone, you know, if you want to, you know, it would be like, oh, it was invented, it used to make an Al Gore joke to start, but that wouldn't work too much, but you might try to make a new reboot it. Then, you know, some people say the internet, but that's kind of worn. It makes me crazy. I don't know why, but anyway, internet, probably my history is incorrect, gods, but normally most things in this country start like a defense contractor or shadowy government, para defense military thing, pays the universities to help them figure out the defenses, and they say, okay, you know, this is just my guess. I don't know any history. They say, well, could we do this a way to communicate secret stuff about enemies or potential enemies? Kind of like when people can't sleep. Oh, boy, we got to figure out, you know. So they had this way to connect computers. I can't even get into that stuff, but you'll have to make... They're like little mini godheads, I would say. I'm sure you guys got god cronies. So, and they had them spread around so they could talk to each other. But you could also talk through another computer, sending messages, but just digital, one and zeros. Again, you guys, I'm sure you guys got some sort of spiritual message system. So. Not that big of a stretch. But anyway, that's normally how it starts. Military, university usages funded by a military. And then the university said, well, we could use this to send each other, you know, stuff. And then quickly, then it becomes porn related. What's porn? Crone, don't even close your ears on this because you might as well. It's porn, you know, pornography, sexually titillating stuff. For when you're alone or with a partner, to say, hey, check this out. Or if you're a teenager, or like Tom, and you giggle, you look at it, you giggle. self-disclosure alert coming in here, gods, but you're already tapping my brain. Let's see, I might as well. So before the internet, there was like, they had this stuff called dial-up, even when the internet was there. And there was like, when first dial-up first came out, you could go, they didn't have really the internet yet. So you just go to like a central hub. There was like AOL, I think, and CompuServe. Maybe, there's definitely CompuServe. and you would pay them, and then you would go to their thing and you could do some stuff. Now there's also these things called bulletin boards, and you could rent War Games Barkey. Check that out. But you could go on these bulletin boards with your dial-up, which would you plug your computer into a phone line. Neither one of those things exists anymore, dial-up, phone lines. But anyway, so here's the self-disclosure. So I had a computer, right, and it had a modem. That was what would dial it up. It would go beep, beep, beep. And there was one time my dad said, hey, this guy at work's got a bulletin board. And we checked it out, I think, once. But my dad gets real high anxiety. So he was like, oh, this is too dangerous. So my parents were out of town. I was a kid, like young. It's probably same around the porn time. The last story got about the pornography. So I said, oh, let me check this bulletin board out. I guess I dial it up. You go in there. It was text-based. But you'd say, hey, you look up different stuff. There's like you could talk to people. You could download. There were some games. First thing I did was I think I found other bulletin boards. I don't know how I did any of this. Now I'm thinking about it. But anyway, and of course I didn't learn any of this so I could get a job doing it. So it was kind of. But quickly, I figured out you could get porn. Not great porn, because this was I don't even know if this was a CGA computer. But anyway, I downloaded some basic porn, which was, I don't know if they call it ASCII or whatever. It was like just dots. But it was some pictures of women. There was some comedy porn. What was my point? And I downloaded a virus right away because I tried to download a game, and I think I crashed that computer. We got another one not long after that. Then I said, well, these bulletin boards are cool, but how, you see this CompuServe. I'm like, man, I want to get in that. It's got to be way cooler. There was games you could play on there, and it said So I said, try to get in there because it says free trial, but that's a lie because you need a credit card or a check to get the free trial. So total bullshit, which they should have been smoted. I think they were, unless they were acquired. I can't remember who, maybe AOL was there. I can't remember. They had a competitor back in the day. It was them and somebody else. But anyway. Again, my parents were gone, so I found a check. Hopefully, can't get punished for this. And I said, well, if I'm signing up for the free trial, what's the harm in putting in the checking account number to CompuServe? So I did that, and I got on CompuServe. It was cool. I don't remember what I did on there. No porn, because, you know, it was vanilla. Because they're a business and stuff. But I think I played some games. I think I had some fun on there. I remember I can't picture what I'm doing, but I can picture the emotions I was having, which was pretty joyous. I mean, I was breaking rules. Again, a lot of other people did this. And then they said, well, let me see if I could, keep learning here. Some, useful skills other than downloading porn pictures and, jokes and video games, but that's what I did. I probably did some other stuff. I liked graphics, so anything with animation. That would, I remember I downloaded some Christmas cartoon because CGA computers stink, but this was animated. It was pretty good for CGA. I think it even had some like little games in there, and we had like a real one voice computer or whatever. So it was like a 8-bit, it was like probably a 1-bit, I think. If, they have 8-bit music now, I think this was 1-bit. But anyway, God, sorry about that. So that's the internet. What was my point? Okay, so then after that, the smart people, they said, oh, let's make these all connected. And there was ways you get better porn. I remember another thing, I was on the internet and you could instant message. This was at school, university, And this is how thick I was grown. You know, there was actually women attracted to me, but I didn't believe it. And I remember once I was in the computer class, internet something. I didn't pay. Of course, oh boy, I don't think I have full disclosure time. But I remember she instant messaged me, and I said, "Why is she instant messaging me?" Instead of saying, "Hey, why is she instant messaging me?" I said, "Why?" And I said, "Hi, what's up?" She said, "Blah, blah, blah, it's so cool. We're chatting in class via Unix or Anix or something. I don't even know what the hell, or some such thing." I blew that one. So she was Irish. I can't remember. But I said, "Crone," you know, I said, "Well, she couldn't be possibly attracted to me." Maybe she wasn't. Maybe she was being friendly. But she didn't talk to me after I kind of was like, I don't think I was trying to be rude. I guess I was just shy and confused. I also didn't, that class I'm angry about. So that class, I knew more than she, actually the Irish girl, whose name I forget, and my friend Terry, they were the only people, other people that got the internet or where I was going. This was like right before it went crazy and, you know, the boom bust. But then the teacher got fired, so it was like the end of his year, so he gave everybody a low grade, I think, to like say F you to the, and I know, actually, he said, "If you don't like your grade, email me," and then I never emailed him, which I should have, to say, "Hey, why did you give me such a bad grade when I know I knew everything, I know I aced the test and the papers and stuff." So what was their point? Oh, so then the internet advanced rapidly from there. Meanwhile, I lived in the Bay Area right at the boom and the bust. I never got a job in the tech industry, even though I'm a huge tech fan, crone. But I mean, obviously, Barky, I'm putting computers and internet stuff in your tree and you're not using it. Or maybe, I don't know. And poor life choices, I guess. But, you know, I wouldn't be here if I made good choices. And now the good choices have been made for me in some sense. God, I was brought to your doorstep, an adult baby in a basket, you know, who could you only, you know. And so as I arrived on your doorstep as your adult baby to worship you, then internet went advanced, and then this week it screwed me a little bit, but we fixed that. I don't know. I guess I was trying to catch you guys up on the whole website thing, but I fixed it, guys. That's the main thing. You don't care because you don't have to download the podcast. You just say, "Oh, that's Podcast Boy. He's praying. Anybody going to listen to his prayer? Just put it in the, you know, what do you guys call it? PMS, prayer management system." I designed that, God's, you know, fantasy to spirituality, to spirit energy is kind, you know, maybe not. So that was a bit, so the bulletin boards were cool. Ricky was the guy that ran that bulletin board. I think I even played some games on there, text-based games. You could, I don't know. What was my point? Well, I don't know. You guys don't need, I don't know why I brought up the internet. When you're gods, you don't really need it. But you probably observe us, and we talked about Edward Snowden and stuff. That's how I get all the, like, when we watch movies, like when we watch Snowpiercer, I think we were watching on Netflix, that comes over the internet too. So now it's way more advanced. They had a whole net neutrality fight, gods, which is like about, there's businesses that, you know, they're people just, it's hard for right now, at least in, maybe this is a story of humankind and that's why you guys laugh at us, but hard for us to have vision as a group and as individuals. But then, so the businesses and the government, they don't have a lot of vision about the internet, and they didn't 10, 20 years ago. So all the power is kind of concentrated in the U.S. and these few companies that kind of run both the what we do on the internet and how we get it. So that's a big shakeup or fight right now. We'll see how it falls out. But they have these business models that make a lot of money on the old way. And then there's people like, "Well, we want to do it a new way." And they say, well, we'll get around to it. Kind of like if, Crone, I don't know if you've ever gone into a place to buy coffee where it's 25 cents as opposed to like $2. But they say, hey, can I get another cup of coffee at this diner? I know it's only two. And they say, yeah, we'll get around to it, you know, sweetie. When, you know, I got a paying customers here. I don't know if that happens to you, Crone, but I hear I've heard other Crone-like people complain about that. Or I have, because I drink so much coffee, especially at diners. And I say, hey, you know, my coffee, some places that you never know how, I don't know how I got on diners. Diners are places you eat. That universal, you know, you say, hey, I want a diner. I don't know how to describe a diner, but good. Usually diners are a place you can drink coffee. And I say, hey, you know, some diners, they say they just keep your coffee coming. Maybe I'll eat it at a diner tomorrow. There's one, they call it a cafe, but it's a diner. Well, it's, I guess, a lunch counter place they call it would be. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So I guess the internet's like a bad, poorly run diner with their coffee, with some internet companies. So that's it, guys. You're probably all asleep from that. But I'm praying in, you know, thanking you for the journey. I guess in some sense, yeah, this brought me to gratitude for you, gods. Because it wasn't for my poor decision not to learn more about the internet. I could have learned HTML in that class. And I said, no, I'm not good with languages. I did later learn HTML temporarily. It didn't stick for work, to try to get a promotion at the job. I didn't get it, but not a big deal. That was to try to become a full-time employee. But they said, oh, we don't have the money. But anyway, guys, you know, if I would have learned HTML, then I would have said, oh, you know, what if I could create a, you know, some sort of, you know, JavaScript, you know, CSS program to board people directly through the Ethernet and, you know, also the, you know, Ethernet and dial-up, you know, manipulate dial-up tones to put people to sleep, and I'd be a billionaire. I'd have a house full of models, and I probably, you know, maybe I would have, you know, not stopped drinking, or maybe I would have. Maybe I'd be swimming in a pool, and no one would be asleep because I would have gone mad with power and success and happiness. I would have been so happy. I would have been like, let the people not sleep. And I would have been drinking out of some, you know, giant gold cup and laughing, wearing a crown of my own creation. And, you know, eating grapes off of, out of the lips of beautiful women. And maybe I would have gone mad. I'd be like, you know, totally like a jester god, living in gluttony and pure pleasure, relaxed, no worries, no anxiety. But, you know, instead my life took the wonderful turns it did, which really, I say that, but it didn't, you know. And my life was much fuller than that wonderful, you know, possibility of indoor and outdoor pools and hot tubs and maybe, you know, golf carts and four-wheelers and ocean, you know, swim in the pool, then go swim in the ocean, lie on the beach, then go lie, you know, lounge in my, you know, pool, pagoda or whatever. And then, you know, get on my chopper to go to my golf stream with my, you know, I'd probably have like giant pendants. I wouldn't have to wear a shirt ever, which is one of my dreams. But I don't need to wear a shirt now. So it's a little chilly tonight, though. So, but that brought me, you know, my choices did not leave me there. They led me here to you guys. Who would have thought it, gods? Without, you know, saying, why bother? I wouldn't have started to bother with this podcast. I wouldn't have discovered, oh, sweetest of the crones. The only crone I know, the sweetest crone. The jester who makes me laugh so with his irony and you know, challenges. The smith who, you know, deserves more credit than the friggin' warrior. the miller who doesn't get any respect from the stupid mother and father and shadow gods and the rest of those know-it-alls. So who, you know, I wouldn't have fallen on your doorstep in a little basket, sucking on my thumb. No, probably sucking on my toes because that's gross. And said, I'm here, gods. I'm your little boy here to praise you and give you justice that you deserve. So actually, you guys kind of owe me for my choices that brought me here. But whoa, 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 you know, that's blasphemy. Or whatever they call it, you know, maybe that set me up for some big bowl of miasma soup or whatever they call it. So whatever, guys, I guess I'm glad I'm here. Serious, I could, you know, I'm helping people sleep. What, you know, wonderful people that are only wonderful. I know because of you guys, you deserve the credit, not the wonderful, wonderful listeners that reach out to me, that support me, that lift me up when I'm down. Make me laugh. They make me cry. They, you know, they make me giggle. They make me, you know, whatever else they do. So thank you guys for, jeez. I mean, I was talking to a freaking Canadian newscaster. I was talking to a Canadian jerky expert. I was talking to non-Canadians even. So, you know, wow. You guys, God, did I tell you about Canada? I got to go, though. So thank you for the opportunity to be your humble servant and to serve the wonderful people that you gods put the wonder in through your Godhead system, just like the internet, the end. Good night, Crone, and the rest of you guys, of course.